Patriot cornerback Devin McCourty. Devin, good morning. It's John and Dale up in Boston. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Are you excited about the fact that the preseason is officially over now and everything you guys do going forward counts?
Yeah, very excited. I feel like we worked hard this preseason. Got to stay healthy and now just get ready for Miami on September 12th.
As the game unfolds in front of you last night, are you aware and able to gauge how the defense is improving and working together more as a unit? You created two turnovers. It should have been three. You had an interception last night. Do you get the sense that it's moving in the right direction?
Yeah, definitely. Each day we go out to practice, it feels like we're getting better, and we're getting some guys back out there. So I think we're getting to work together as a group, and as the season progresses, I'm hoping we can build as a defense like kind of we did last year, just keep getting better each week.
Devin, this doesn't apply to you. It's not like you're in danger of being cut tomorrow, but sometime between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow, a bunch of your teammates will no longer be teammates. Is it hard in the locker room, the pressure of facing the cut-down date?
Yes. Tomorrow's like the worst day of being in the NFL, no matter if you're kind of worried about getting cut or not, but you build friendships and relationships with guys that you're just used to having in the locker room, being on the team. And one thing that a lot of vets told me is you gotta understand it's a business, and these guys are no longer in your team, but they're still your friends. So we keep in contact with guys, but this is definitely the roughest part of the year.
We haven't had much chance to see Rozai Dowling so far in training camp. We got to see him last night. He started on the corner opposite you. Tell me what you see from this kid. Is he coming along? Are you seeing some progress with him?
Yeah, he's working hard. Unfortunately, he was hampered with some injuries throughout camp, but he's been working hard to get back. So I was excited just to see him get out there. I know talking to him throughout the game and him getting his first game action, he was smiling and real excited talking about what he saw on the field. So I'm just happy for the guy to get back out there.
Albert Haynesworth made his debut in a game last night, and I'm wondering, Devin, in the heat of the battle, are cornerbacks, defensive backs aware of what the D-line is doing in front of them specifically, or do you have to wait to look at the film to get a sense of exactly how well they were performing?
No, you got a feeling. The best part, though, is when you get to watch the film and actually see exactly what they're doing, and that's kind of cool with, like, the preseason where I came out of the game and I got to watch those guys work and see how much effort they give in the rush and the pass. I mean, as a quarterback and anybody in the secondary, you know that rush that they give up front, it really pays off for you in the secondary.
A final question for me. It might be the toughest one. What would you prefer, Devin McCourty, a corner blitz, sack, and strip fumble or an interception like last night?
Oh, I'm taking an interception all
every time.
Getting the sack is cool, though. I talked trash to the D lineman last year when I got my first sack.
Yeah.
I'm taking all interceptions.
All right. Good luck going forward. We'll talk to you next week as you guys get ready for Miami.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on this morning.